It's the last of the bus diaries. It's John Gibbons. We are around Leicester. We've just stopped at Leicester Services.
Do you come to it very often?
No, it's full of Forest fans and Huddersfield fans coming off to down to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I was wondering, considering just getting on one of their buses, just having a bit of an adventure, just picking which one. There was a Huddersfield man who I loved in the services in the WE Swift. This is, I'm speaking to Neil Acton, by the way, you know him. And he was buying a bar of chocolate for his son. And then he went, buy it here, because there'll be about £5 in London, lad. And I was like, brilliant.
Tremendous.
The Yorkshire man saying how expensive it is in London to his son. So we nearly got on his bus. Let's go and moan about the price of beer all day.
I mean, if he's that concerned, I'd say he's made his move at the wrong time at the service.
We should have got them in Huddersfield, where presumably there's still 24p.
Yeah, honestly, the price of a Freddo's not moved. If anything, it's gone down. Deflated. The Freddo was deflated in Huddersfield. What are we going to do? Honestly, there's huge concerns. It's a public policy matter in the city, to be honest with you. That is tremendous work. Tremendous work. It's good to see that all the hits hold true and always will do. So, with a bit of luck when he gets there, the chocolate will be reasonably priced around Wembley. Maybe they'll cut it down a bit for the championship, for the playoffs. You know, we've been to Wembley recently. It is quite expensive, but maybe they have like a League Two rate and a League One rate and a championship rate. Yeah. And then they go from there. With a bit of luck, that's the case. Who do you
want to
win?
That's a good question. I'm not really sure. Huddersfield have been up recently. I feel like they've had a go. Whereas Forest, it's been a long time. So it may be nice to have Forest back in. But then apparently they were a bit moody when we were down there. So it might be one of them where they go, oh, it'd be lovely to have Leeds back in the Premier League. And in the reality, hits you in the face.
Very hard.
Sometimes literally.
Yes.
So it might be one of those situations. Who do you want to win?
Off the same basis, I think I've ended up with Huddersfield. The reason why I make an argument for Forest is I feel a bit more like Forest might be better placed and might be more capable of finishing above Everton. So you've got to bear that in mind in these matters. But the report of moodiness at the City Ground earlier this season does just sort of put me off a bit. And yeah, the Leeds parallel is a good one, to be quite honest with you. I'm still furious they stayed up last day.